Light of the Bhagavat, verse 27. After good rains, the grazing ground for the animals was full of green pasture, and both the bulls and cows sat down on the grass, fully satisfied. The cows, followed by their calves, appeared tired of grazing because of full milk bags. Calmly and quietly, the cows and calves rested and ruminated, chewing their cud. Protection and grazing ground for the cows are among the essential needs for society and the welfare of people in general. The animal fat required for the human body can be well derived from cow's milk. Cow's milk is very important for human energy, and the economic development of society depends upon sufficient food grains, sufficient milk, and sufficient transportation and distribution of these products. Lord Sri Krishna, by his personal example, taught us the importance of cow protection, which is meant not only for the Indian climate, but for all human beings all over the universe. Less intelligent people underestimate the value of cow's milk. Cow's milk is also called gorasa, or the juice from the body of the cow. Milk is the most valuable form of gorasa, and from milk we can prepare many important and valuable foodstuffs for the upkeep of the human body. Therefore, the killing of cows by human society is one of the grossest suicidal policies, and those who are anxious to cultivate the human spirit must turn their attention first towards the question of cow protection. So if we really want to cultivate the human spirit in society, we must have first-class intelligent men to guide society. And to develop the finer tissues of our brains, we must assimilate vitamin values from milk. Devotees worship Lord Sri Krishna by addressing him as the well-wisher of the brahmanas and cows. Namo brahmanya devaya, go brahmana hitaya cha. The most intelligent class of men who have perfectly attained knowledge and spiritual values are called brahmanas. And no society can improve in transcendental knowledge without the guidance of such first-class men. And no brain can assimilate the subtle form of knowledge without fine brain tissues. For such important brain tissues, we require a sufficient quantity of milk and milk preparations. Ultimately, we need to protect the cow in order to derive the highest benefit from this most important animal. The protection of cows, therefore, is not merely a religious sentiment, but is a means to secure the highest benefit for human society.